Coyote and the Wonderful News. Now, Coyote was sitting around one day, minding his own business as much as he ever did, and up flew Raven. Coyote said, "Hello, Raven." Raven said,
"Hello, Coyote. Say, have you heard the news?"
Now, Coyote hadn't heard any kind of news, but he never liked to admit that he didn't already know everything that was going on, so he said, Yeah, I've heard the news, and
sure, it's wonderful news, isn't it?"
"Oh, yeah, it's wonderful news. It's just fabulous news, and it's,
well, gotta go off and spread the news to all those who haven't heard it. So long."
Coyote was sitting there scratching his head. "How can I find out the news?" Up hopped Frog. Frog said,
"Coyote, have you heard the news?"
Coyote said, Yeah, well, I've heard the news, but I'm not sure you've heard the news."
"Oh, I have so heard the news."
"Well, just tell me what news you heard," said Coyote. But Frog said,
"Oh, Coyote, you're just joshing me," he elbowed him. "Can only be one bit of news as wonderful as this, huh?"
And Coyote said, right, yeah, only one news as wonderful as that.
"Well, gotta go spread the news."
And Frog hopped off. Coyote suddenly said, "I know. I'll go to the village of people. People are fools. I can get the news from them, no problema." So he went to the people village, and the first thing the people said to him was, "Hey, Coyote, have you heard the news?" All right, now Coyote's starting to get pissed. He said, "Yeah, I've heard the news, but it's nothing special. I've got news of my own." The people said,
"Oh, yeah?
What's your news?" Coyote said, "Well, you tell me your news, and then I'll tell you mine." The people said,
"But you said you'd already heard our news."
And Coyote said, "Oh, yeah, I did say that, didn't I?" And he scratched his head, and he thought, and he said, "Ah, I know. I'll tell the people that the Great Spirit is coming to pay a call, and that I have been appointed his emissary, and must be given all the best food, the best smoke, and the best women." So he said, "Well, my news is that the Great Spirit is coming to visit." And the people still looked expectant. They said, "Yeah, we heard that part, but what's your news?" And Coyote said, "But my, did you stop?" "Oh," he said, "have you perchance heard who his emissary is to be?" The people said, no. "The only thing we heard about the emissary part was that his emissary would be the first one to come to us who hadn't heard the news." And Coyote just said,
"Oh,"
and slunk away.